Mike, know, tell us what you really think.
Yeah.
I'm feeling you're holding back a little bit.
In women's volleyball.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, generally the topics, you know, are rage into one of politics or some, you know, light your hair on fire, you know, conversation that just, it's like, really,
or I mean, do we, how much I know about sports.
Can we talk about your favorite color or anything else on the planet, sport, you know, but it ruins the experience, I think, for the vast majority of the people that are sitting there. And especially, I mean, if you're going with friends, that's one thing, you know, and you're sitting around four people that, you know, you're herfing with those people and you have a natural relationship, you know, with those people already. But if you're sitting down and just, you know, in mixed company and you don't know where somebody's, you know, frame of reference is, you know, dude, seriously, I don't care what you think about Iceland. Really, you know, I just don't care.
Yeah, for sure. And clean up after yourself.
I mean, there are some lounges. There are some lounges that, you know, they are self-serve, you know, and you're right. You should, you know,
if you're not tipping the guy that's at the register,
if it's your mess, you know, clean it up. But there are some lounges that I go to that it's exactly the opposite. They don't want you to clean up.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah, but they'll tell you that.
They don't want that lit cigar.
Most people just assume that's always the case. Oh, they'll clean it. Oh, they'll clean it. And then you got 15 customers walk in at one time and you got dirty stuff because you've been restocking shelves or changing out the keg or, you know, making sure there's no fruit flies.
Yeah, you know, take your glass back to the bar.
Yeah, take your glass back to the bar. Hey, thanks for letting me smoke here. See you later.
100%.
You know, anyway. Well, as we continue down this journey of Warfighter cigars, we are going to talk about the 5.56 millimeter now.
Yeah, so I was going to invite, you know, everybody. Look, if you have a cigar lounge etiquette, you know, comment, we'd love to hear about it.
Yeah,
you know,
tell us all about it. It's at Mike.
drop us a line or, you know, post it on any of our social media channels. You know, I'm curious, you know, what your experience is. But that's a bit of our conversation for the day. Well, back to Warfighter.
It's time for war!
Yeah, so we're going to continue to talk about some of their product line, and this is the 5.56. Here is their description. A creamy beginning which settles into a spice that is more typical of a Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper with a Habano blend. Notes of toasted oak and leather arise, still maintaining a comfortable spice. Towards the end of the cigar, these flavors evolve into a creamy cocoa, which soon becomes the prevalent flavor, while the spice and toasted oak take the back seat. This is handmade in Esteli, Nicaragua. And here is the wrapper binder filler combo. Again, the wrapper is Corojo from Nicaragua. The binder is Habano from Nicaragua. The filler is Habano from Hamastran, Honduras. Habano, Jalapa, Nicaragua. And the Ligero Habana, Esteli, Nicaragua. So this is a puro all the way through and through. So, I don't know that this is the only one, you know, in the lineup that, you know, kind of falls into that category, but this is, again, you know, a very complex, you know, three location filler,
right,
that they're going after, and not the same, you know, that they've had in some of the other ones. So yeah. I think that my theory is that they bought a huge batch and they decided to blend it to mellow. I don't think that that's in play. So
yeah, we'll be right back. It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. And welcome Welcome back from those glorious advertisement clips. We were talking about the 5.56 millimeter Garrison Toro from Warfighter Tobacco Company. You want to show me your war face, huh?
Yeah, I think
it's
you should.
Time for war!
Anyway, Mike was just about to get in and tell us what he thinks about it.
Yeah, so a bit of my review on this. You know, back to that same comment, which is a really nice burn line. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't begin to tell you how much I enjoy, you know, putting that down on a very consistent review basis. I don't know why, but it just, I don't know. When you have a stick that you're not touching up constantly, you know, it's like, wow, this is how it's supposed to be, you know? As opposed to Barger blaming me and saying, well, it must be you. Or, yeah. Like you blame
listen,
Rich.
Listen. You guys just do things
the reason
wrong.
Why you, canoes
you
on
don't
you is
smoke
because
you, yeah.
you're holding on your upper lip the wrong
that's
way.
That's right.
You but, suck right. hard.
You know, overall, pretty mild. You know, it's just kind of in the middle for me. Yeah. But, yeah, nothing bad, nothing great, you know. But, again, I just – it. Kind of falls into that, you know, I would give this to my third favorite cousin again and go, hey, why just break a streak? You know, you've had two of the sticks. Here's a third one. But, well, yeah, oh, I you know, it's a solid product line.
Well, I actually like this one. So my I had we're talking about construction earlier. So this one started off a little tight, but just as soon as it got a good light on it, it opened up. And then it just kept a consistent construction all the way through. I had a little bit of spicy tones, but not over the top. Just a little bit of little pepper right there in the top, but nothing too over the top. But otherwise, this cigar was, you could really get the soil out of it, I think.
Yeah.
The whole soil, you could just taste it going through there.
From all three locations in the
filler.
Yeah,
it was interesting.
You could tell.
It was interesting, though. It
what
has
land
a very,
is that? Well, that's Juan.
It has a very distinct...
What land is that? That's Jose.
It has a very distinct flavor in this
You could even tell who rolled it?
No, not yet. One day, maybe.
All right. Yeah, I agree with you. I really like this one as well. It's funny you talk about construction.
Yeah.
Burnt really well. Mine had a little knot underneath the band.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, yeah, which is a little pet peeve of mine.
Super but different.
But it still really burnt.
Were you inhaling too hard again?
Oh, God.
Had to be. Must have been.
It had to been my fault.
Listen, you don't suck on those things. Like your job.
Well, you know.
I'm going to send you to cigar smoking school.
It's my job. No, it was really, you know, I think that's a positive because you're not going to get a perfect roll every time. I mean,
no,
you know, handmade, it happens. And it wasn't bad, but
my name
still,
is Rich. I don't know how to suck.
I don't know. I like cigars, but I don't know how to smoke them.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, am I boring you over there?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
Good Lord.
Storms. I didn't sleep well last night. So, anyway. What are we going to go on a rating, guys?
Benjamin didn't get to chime
Benjamin,
in.
Benjamin, what do you tell us?
I think this is straightforward, you know, what you expect from a Corojo. You know, it's not overwhelming with any, you know, big complexity notes or any kind of, you know.
It's just subtle.
Things that make you go, ooh, right? Like, I wonder what it is in this blend that really drew me in and gave me that cool complexity. But that being said, man, this thing is solid through and through. No construction issues for me either. That subtle spice was even more prevalent on the retro, which you come to expect from a Corojo wrap cigar. And I think this is one, you know, this is golf course worthy for me. And I mean, I can't say it enough.
For sure.
Still would not help him putt well.
We're not talking.
He's talking about Barger.
My short game.
I was pointing to my stage left, not my stage right.
This is not the discussion we're having right now. Shut it down.
Yeah, you think his reading skills are bad?
Yeah.
Well, but yeah.
All right. Well, we'll give it a 4. Well, 3.5, 4, 3.5.
Magnificent.
That's all right.
You've been studying. I was wondering, you know, that's not how averages work, but
yeah. Well, so the question I wanted to throw out here is, so this whole thing where they're kind of sourcing and blending, you know, multiple fillers, I mean, that is fairly unusual. I don't really find that, you know, a lot of people are making three choices. Two, you know, not unusual, but three, Do you think that that is overcomplicating everything, or they're missing the opportunity to do something that's just a little easier for them to pull it off, or it's distracting? Or
I think we'd have to have a little bit more insight from the guys that are blending it.
Why?
Just because I don't know if it's who they're working with the factory that's producing the cigar for them, or if it's they're having the opportunity or their only opportunity is to buy these different styles of tobacco from these different regions to consistently be able to produce this line and like keep them in business. So there's kind of two trains of thought there, right? Is it somebody from the factory kind of leading them in this direction, or using some of these tobaccos for whatever reason they need to get rid of them, they need to move through them, or is it someone
like
the warfighter team that's like, hey man, this would be really cool, and is nerding out on the blending thing, and you know,
I spoke with John earlier this week, and he's there now doing this. So they're coming, making some more product stuff there right now. So I think that's what he's doing, is blending and sourcing right now.
Maybe it's a Canadian thing.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It could be.
He's going to put some maple leaf in there?
Yeah, so is it like, you're asking, is it really adding? Is it really like, you know, it's two just, blends wasn't enough?
It, you know, it's like the conversation, you know,
is it,
with whiskey that, you know, we have all the time, which is, you know, people are trying to, you know, bypass the maturation, you know, process. I'm gonna put it on a boat. I'm gonna heat it up. You know,
what was that one that had they put it in a pressurized chamber?
Yeah, I'm gonna put it in a atmospheric, you know, chamber. I'm going to. So I mean,
mine sits in a brothel for 2 months. Know, so I'm, we,
yeah. It's called Hooers Whiskey.
Let's see. Well, that wasn't on the list, but thank you for playing there. I appreciate that. You know, but you know, I guess the thing is you know, is it adding or distracting? Is it gimmicky? You know, is it falling into that category? If every filler was going to taste much better if you multi-sourced and blended it, you know, a lot more heavily, why is everybody not doing that? You know,
fair enough.
And what's kind of drawing them in to do that? And I thought that all of your, you know, some of your comments would, you know, whoever they're using, you know, as primary construction may be their mark. That may be, you know, their thing, their identity, which is the only way I achieve a great filler is to use, you know, two or three blends, you
right.
know, and, you know, maybe that's just, that could be very, you know, iconic, that sets them apart. And lets them produce something that's very unique that not a whole lot of people are doing. Cause you know, I can't begin to tell you how many combos do we have where the only difference is the color of the band at the end of the day.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, so I love the fact that this is something that is not more of the same. So if it sounds like I'm complaining about it, I'm exactly quite the opposite. I'm actually trying to say, thank you for doing something that's
genuine
different.
Curiosity. Yeah, 100%.
You know, is it innovative? I don't know. But you know, it's definitely not more of the same. So thank you.
Yeah.
For staying.
I definitely
on that.
Love the multi filler. I love that aspect. Like, gives you just different choices, man. Different.
Yeah, but we've.
It makes the flavor profile not always the same as your typical Maduro or Habano.
Yeah, but we've had some sticks that, and I'm thinking of one that we actually had that had 7 different tobaccos in it, and it was not good.
Let me just, you're thinking of one that you had
right,
with 7
correct.
Different tobacco leaves.
So I'm not
that
saying.
I told you was probably going to suck.
and it did. But I'm not saying that.
It was
that
beautiful, though.
I'm not, it was. It was the most gorgeous wrapper I've ever seen.
You fell in love with it?
I really did. You know, more is not always better, but I do think that there is room in there for looking at how can you make things, you know, better balanced,
sure.
you know, and borderline complex, you know, without really
like cooking.
Yeah. You know, why do you have to use one style of sugar? Use a little demerara, use a little white sugar,
yeah.
you know, use a bit of honey. What, you know, is the whole world only balanced on one style of sugar? No, it's not.
Well, the South is, but.
Well, and another feather in their cap there at Warfighters, even though I feel like they're being a little, you know, exploratory with the filler blends that they're going for, that construction is rock solid.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that's a big testament to
wasted adventure.
Well, and the way that they're blending those tobaccos together, they burn great.
Yeah.
The burn line's incredible, which has a lot to say about the filler tobaccos.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the way that construction runs all the way through. So I think that, you know, maybe they've kind of
hit the
nail on the head there and kind of figured something out from a construction perspective.
Whatever they're doing, they need to keep doing. Let's put it that way.
Keep doing it, guys, for sure.
It's good.
So we're going to move on to the 50 cal Garrison Maduro, and I'm going to be reading that.
He's going to try to anyway.
Words have been hard today, and I apologize. But so their thoughts on this cigar is a dark, bold, double or black Maduro. Strong leather, earth tones, complemented by spice and pepper. Can pick up some sweetness, but subtler than Field. Despite strength, has a buttery note. It is made in Esteli, Nicaragua, with a wrapper with a Habano Oscuro Maduro from Honduras. Binder is Connecticut from Honduras. The filler is Habano Omtepe from Nicaragua and a Habano Esteli, Nicaragua.
And one more, Habano Liguero.
Oh, it's on the back page. Yep. Oh, Habano Liguero from Condega, Nicaragua. Thank you, sir, for catching that.
Sure. Need to set those documents up to have narrow margins.
We'll talk about it in post.
Yeah, the first thing that jumped out to me was, there was somebody said the word, Maduro and beefy and all these. Yeah. No. I'm like, did I like the cigar without reading the description? Yes. But, in the howls of a really complex Maduro? No, definitely not.
So I found it to be a milder Maduro as well.
Exactly.
Which is great. I was kind of hoping the Oscuro would pop in and smack me in the face with some pepper. It didn't really show up.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, but it was a subtle pepper to me, which is kind of consistent to what they've, like the spicier and subtle notes I've had of all their cigars so far. Has just been subtle. It's like subtle little hints of this and subtle little hints of that.
Yeah.
Nothing that really slapped me in the face like, Oh my God, that's pepper. It's just like, I'm picking that up. Like,
yeah. I mean, if somebody said, I want a wimpy Maduro, boom, this would be this up all day long.
I wouldn't put it as a wimpy, but I wouldn't put it as a strong either. I think it's a good mild Maduro. I would honestly smoke this cigar every day. Like, I like this cigar.
Hot dog.
Yeah,
you would, huh?
I would.
For me, it was not the expectation that I had for something that reads, double Maduro, right? And you expect those big blasts of coffee and cocoa. And,
not going to happen.
All those, dark caramelized sugars that you normally get for something. But it was very, medium-bodied, still the big smoke, still the great construction, little bits of like hazelnut and kind of nuttiness. The spice didn't really come through for me on the Oscuro.
Sure.
Even on the Retro, which is normally where I pick up a lot of those spicy notes to be a bit more prominent. But this is also something for me I'd really like to revisit in a smaller ring gauge.
Yeah. No, for sure. I think a Petite Corona or something would be really good in that. Yeah.
So, yeah. And a Maduro for me is... I like a Maduro if it's done well. It's not necessarily something I reach for every day, but I have to agree 100%. This was just kind of so-so for me.
Okay.
It wasn't really anything that,
Well, let's rate them up. We'll give it a 3. So what do you guys think about the line? Let's get a little outro.
I like the veteran play and blending. There's some other, veteran, led cigar companies as well. Yeah. And I like the simplicity of what they're doing. So, we didn't have anything that was bad.
No.
That was the one thing that was very consistent, is it wasn't a roller coaster ride. It wasn't like, oh, well, these two sticks are great and these three suck,
Yeah.
It's a great, solid, This is a very good gift buy, is how 100%. I would
describe it. Yeah. This is the one that you go and you buy a handful of when you're going to that bottle share. You're going to
golf course.
Hang out at the golf course, right? You're
if
going
you're,
to meet
up with you got a Marine buddy, you got an Army buddy.
Yeah.
Man, Uncle Ronnie's birthday, yeah. And you want to tell him, you know, thanks. You know, for this sure. is from your, you know, your other brothers in arms. Yeah.
Also, a brand to get into if you're just getting into cigars. I think this is a good, you know, gateway into some of the things out there
that have
a lot more complexity, a lot more strength. Yeah. It's a way that you can get into cigars. It's not going to knock you down from the strength from a nicotine perspective of the cigar.
And their price points are pretty good too.
Really solid baseline. And I can't say enough. Packaging is there. Branding is there for them.
When we already talked about the construction, that's important too, because you're not going to waste your money and get something that you're going to have to keep.
Yeah, you're going to feel like it's money well spent.
Right.
These things are going to burn clean all the way through. You're going to have a great experience with them. And supporting these veterans that are making these cigars, I think, is icing on the top.
Yeah, so that's important. Again, you know, from Sips Says and Smokes to you guys at Warfighter, man, thank you guys for your service.
Thank you so much.
And then thank you for allowing us to do this lineup. And
I look forward to what's next.
That's exactly what I'm fixing to say. I'm really looking forward to next year PCA or this year PCA to see what they got coming.
I wonder if they'll stick with this whole, you know, three filler blend thing.
Yeah. It's very possible. But all right, well, I just want to say good night and have everyone have a good day. But Rich,
hey, don't let the bastards get you down.
Benjamin,
smoke them if you got them.
Mike,
hey, thanks for joining us for this episode of Sip Suds and Smokes. Come back and enjoy any of our other episodes on Sip Suds and Smokes as well. I will ask you to keep on sipping. See, you infected me.
I did.
That's not even written down.
Good old boy Barger, man, telling you guys to keep on smoking no matter what it is.
Really? Would you smoke like...
Well, not like drugs, but like, you know, smoke.
Often?
I mean...
Early?
I would smoke early.
Smoke early, smoke often.
I would smoke all the above.
Were these cigars better in your left hand or your right hand?
Either. Pick one. The left-handed cigar.
Are you sure about that?
Who was it that had the left-handed cigar? We did that, didn't we? The left-hander.
That's a whole different conversation.
I think
conversation.
That requires a good British accent.
Yeah, maybe. So
only if you hold it in your left hand.
Yeah. Yeah,
is it going to be have a proper?
That's right.
You're holding it in the wrong hand.
Have a good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Hi, my name is Lowell, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser Campus Radio.
Would you give me a beat?
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. CJSF 90.1 FM, diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.
Thank you. podcasting.